Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Using Econometrics, a Practical Guide by A. Studenmund is a hands-on introduction to applied econometrics aimed at helping readers move from statistical theory to credible empirical work. Rather than treating econometrics as an abstract branch of mathematics, the book emphasizes how to think like an applied researcher, how to translate an economic question into an estimable model, what assumptions are required for ordinary least squares to be trustworthy, and how to diagnose and respond when those assumptions fail. The text is known for its practical orientation, clear explanations, and frequent attention to interpretation, including how to read regression output and communicate findings in plain language. It also highlights the difference between statistical significance and economic importance, and why model specification choices matter as much as computation. For students and practitioners who want a roadmap for running and evaluating regressions responsibly, this guide focuses on the tools, the logic behind them, and the common pitfalls that can mislead conclusions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from economic questions to testable regression models, a central theme is how to convert an interesting economic question into a regression that can be estimated and evaluated. The book stresses defining the dependent variable clearly, selecting explanatory variables that reflect theory and institutional context, and articulating the expected signs and magnitudes before seeing results. That discipline helps prevent data mining and encourages models that can be defended. The discussion typically distinguishes between causal questions and descriptive relationships, urging readers to be explicit about what they are claiming. It also highlights functional form choices, such as levels versus logs, interaction terms, and dummy variables for categories, and shows how these decisions affect interpretation. Good applied work requires aligning the unit of observation, time period, and sample restrictions with the question at hand, so the book treats data construction and variable definition as part of modeling rather than as a separate clerical step. By foregrounding specification logic, it prepares readers to justify why a model looks the way it does and to anticipate where omitted factors, measurement problems, or reverse causality might enter. Secondly, ordinary least squares foundations and interpretation that matters. The guide builds practical competence with ordinary least squares by focusing on what regression coefficients mean and when they can be interpreted credibly. It explains how OLS fits a line or hyperplane through data, and then emphasizes the assumptions behind unbiasedness and consistency, such as exogeneity and correctly specified functional form. Readers are pushed to interpret coefficients in the language of marginal effects, including how to interpret dummy variables, percentage changes in log models, and the role of holding other variables constant. The book also treats inference as a decision process, using standard errors, t-tests, and confidence intervals to separate signal from noise, while warning that significance is not the same as importance. Practical guidance typically includes reading regression tables, understanding R-squared and adjusted R-squared, and recognizing how sample size and variability influence statistical precision. The goal was to help readers connect regression output to substantive claims and to avoid common misinterpretations such as equating correlation with causation or overstating results from fragile specifications. Thirdly, diagnosing misspecification and the cost of omitted variables. Applied regressions can fail, not because the math is wrong, but because the model is misspecified. The book highlights specification errors like omitted variable bias, irrelevant variables, incorrect functional form, and using a sample that does not match the underlying population of interest. Omitted variables receive special attention because leaving out a relevant factor that is correlated with an included regressor can distort coefficient estimates and mislead causal interpretations. The text encourages a combination of theory, institutional knowledge, and diagnostic checking to detect problems, including examining residual patterns and comparing alternative specifications. It also addresses the trade-off between bias and variance, noting that adding controls can reduce bias but may increase multicollinearity and standard errors. Readers learn to treat specification as iterative, propose a model, estimate it, test implications, and refine. This topic equips the reader with a structured way to ask whether a result is robust, whether key controls are missing, and whether the estimated relationship could plausibly be driven by unmodeled confounders. Fourthly, violations of classical assumptions, heteroskedasticity, and autocorrelation, real-world data often violate the ideal conditions that make OLS inference straightforward. The book addresses heteroskedasticity, where the variance of errors changes with the level of an explanatory variable or across observations, and autocorrelation, where errors are correlated over time in time series or panel contexts. Both issues can leave coefficient estimates unchanged in some settings, yet make standard errors unreliable, which in turn undermines hypothesis tests and confidence intervals. The practical emphasis is on recognizing warning signs, using appropriate tests, and applying remedies that preserve credible inference. Typical responses include transforming variables, rethinking functional form, using robust standard errors, or adopting generalized least squares approaches when appropriate. The text also discusses why these problems arise in economic data, such as scale effects, aggregation, trending variables, and persistence over time. By treating these as routine challenges rather than rare exceptions, the book prepares readers to report results responsibly and to choose estimation and inference methods that match the data generating process. Lastly, multicollinearity, model selection, and communicating results ethically. A practical regression workflow must address what happens when explanatory variables move together and when researchers face many plausible specifications. The book discusses multicollinearity as a diagnostic and interpretation problem, explaining how it inflates standard errors and can make estimates unstable across specifications even when the model is theoretically sound. Rather than presenting multicollinearity as something to eliminate at all costs, it emphasizes understanding its consequences and deciding whether the research question requires separating closely related effects. It also covers model selection choices, such as which controls to include, how to compare specifications, and why automatic selection procedures can produce misleading narratives if used uncritically. A recurring theme is transparency, reporting alternative specifications, explaining why certain variables are included, and distinguishing exploratory analysis from confirmatory claims. The text encourages clear communication of assumptions, limitations, and economic meaning, helping readers present regression findings in a way that is useful to decision makers and honest about uncertainty. In conclusion, this book is best suited for undergraduate and early graduate students in economics, business, public policy, and related fields, as well as practitioners who need to run regressions for reports, evaluations, or market analysis. Readers who already know basic statistics but feel unsure about building models, interpreting output, or defending assumptions will benefit most from its practical framing. The life and career benefit comes from learning a repeatable process for empirical reasoning, turning questions into measurable variables, estimating relationships with appropriate caution, checking whether assumptions are plausible, and communicating results without exaggeration. Those skills translate directly to better research papers, more credible workplace analyses, and stronger decision-making because they reduce the risk of drawing confident conclusions from fragile evidence. Compared with more theory-heavy econometrics texts, this guide stands out for emphasizing application, interpretation, and common pitfalls that appear in real data. It is worth buying if you want an accessible reference you can return to when writing up regressions, troubleshooting diagnostics, or explaining results to non-technical audiences, while still grounding decisions in the core logic of econometric inference. If you would like to support A. Studenmund, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.